now. It's fucking crazy. Feels like a lot, Zencaster, honestly. Now I feel like I'm on the spot.
Yeah, man, Jesus.
Zencaster did this update. Also, they did, I hate to keep talking about it. We started last episode talking about it, too, because I did all of these fucking, there's a soundboard with drums and ballpark sounds, and I was playing them, thinking that they could hear it on the track. Nothing. We sound like we're
that's insane. A very weird just for us.
Laudanum addicts. Yeah.
I just thought, like, is there anything that would be more disturbing on audio than like a morning zoo crew, like with tons of gaps where they're hearing all the sound effects and it sounds like they're, it's like, oh, did they go insane? Is that
everybody hears this, right? I mean, everyone can hear it, right?
Yeah, Chico and the Fart are like doing their whole spiel, but you're like, oh, it's to no one. Like they're in a basement. Oh,
no, there's a gas leak. It's been happening all morning. It's real dangerous. No one can go in and tell them because they have headphones on. No one can hear them. They're going to die on air for sure.
How many morning radio guys' bodies do you think they've found in the last 20 years?
Because they couldn't tell that they were suffering from severe ataxia. shit. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island, the fight cast about pods and the very real island where they happen. I'm Jordan Dunn.
Yeah, can we take that again?
Nah.
Can we get another take?
Nah, fuck it.
Sounded good to me. Sounded good to me.
You get what you deserve, jerks.
Fight me.
I mean, listeners.
Come to the island. I'm Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
There it is.
And joining us today.
Yeah, I was wondering if I should say, and I'm Jack, or if you guys do a.
I mean, Jordan usually drives the car a little bit, and then I got excited.
Sam's too. I honestly, sometimes I let Sam drive the car, and this is why it's only sometimes.
Yeah. My hands are all slick. joining us today. The super funny, our pal Jack Robichaud. Thanks for doing the pod, man.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
That was a great intro, man.
Jack's pumped. You can't see it on the camera. He's sweating. He's been doing calisthenics.
Yeah. Does it look like I'm sweating?
No,
man, all the time.
It looks like you're covered in a thin sheet of pixels, like everyone on the internet.
Yeah.
This is how we are now.
That's what the settings are.
It's getting to the point where like that's just what my eyes are when I look away from the screen. It's like, the pixels come with me now.
Oh yeah. My like eyes and like ears from listening to like earbuds all the time.
Sure.
Like, they're done now. I've degraded my senses two full notches in quarantine.
Go for a walk, man.
No, that's where it is. It's out there.
Outside?
That's where it lives.
That's where the disease is.
The plague, the sickness. I famously had to go to the doctor to have my ears flushed, and they used a machine called the Rhino. And boy, they just rammed it home.
What an aggressive name for something that goes in your ear.
The first time it was great. It was like oh my God, why aren't more people getting their ears cleaned out? And it was a very gentle, friendly nurse. And he told me everything that was going to happen. And the second time it was this dude who was just like all tribal tattoos. The tribe is definitely the gym that he goes to. And he was just like, all right, hold still. Fucking here comes the Rhino. And he fucking got it all the way in there. It worked, but it sucked. I don't want to do it again.
Do you think he thought of the name?
Yeah.
Let's call this the Rhino. That makes sense.
It was definitely written on there.
Let's name it after a drug I thought of. Okay.
It's a sequel to Crocodile. Okay. Regardless of all this shit that we're talking about, we are not fighting ear doctors or names of scary medical implements today. We're fighting party animals because... Sam saw Jack at a party one time. that was the tip off for this thinking. Sometimes the topic kind of relates to the guest, sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes it's a little in the middle there.
little free association.
Yeah, a little free association. We're gonna fight
that's fine.
The stuff on my desk. But
hey, we're that's next week. We're very close.
We are
very
be
close
fighting
to stuff on your desk.
Famous party animals. For those of you who don't know how this goes down, any jackheads joining us here on the show for the first time, it's basically just a big game of who would win in a fight between. We do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight. We talk about who we think should be in those categories. We talk about who we think would win and why. And that's about it. We all vote at the end, and there's three of us, so it always evens out to be to there being a winner. Usually. It's video game rules, so anyone can fight anyone. Old people can fight gay people. Men can fight women. Dogs can fight babies. Whatever needs to happen. And hell yeah, who are lightweight party animals when you think of them?
I'll get us kicked off. Because anytime you're like, oh, who's a party animal? They mm-hmm. are like a pretty extreme version. Sure. No one's like, low key party animal.
Interesting.
I was thinking of people who got caught partying for a second and then had to stop.
Oh,
and that is
okay.
maybe a more lightweight party animal, like Prince Harry. He was caught on camera doing like two jello shots, and everyone was like, good Lord. Like, he almost got kicked out. Like, yeah, the queen was aghast because he'd had
what
a
about
body shot off some lady.
I hate to throw him in again, because I'm sure he's been on the island, but Elon Musk did a similar thing. He smoked a J and was like, I'm a real party animal, aren't I?
My dad had slaves. Okay, buddy.
That's how we do it in South Africa.
This is how robots party.
This is how I built it. I will build a small submarine to go get us Funyuns.
This is how robots party. They smoke weed. it turns out robots party exactly like regular people.
Yeah. All my robot friends party like this.
All my robot friends play Cards Against Humanity. They get crazy.
That does sound like a crazy night at Elon's. Like, we're going to play Cards Against Humanity.
Elon Musk
meat.
Fucking. Yeah, he fucking loves Cards Against Humanity. That's what. That's how you know he's not like a genius.
We're going to have a beef steak.
Like
we're
a
going
guy
to have
who's
a,
good at investing.
A beef steak and smoke a J.
I definitely thought you thought that was funny.
I think he's definitely a lightweight party animal.
I put him up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Tom Brady?
I don't know if I want him in the fight.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Brady getting walked off that whatever ship he was on.
He got to party one time after winning. He was like, I've earned it after 7 Super Bowls and I'm 43.
Yep. He was a party animal that night.
That's the only time I've ever liked him, is that was stumbling off that boat. I was like, he's a human being. Good.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, he got wasted after it, right? He tried a margarita for the first time.
Yeah. I think that's why anyone ever likes me, ever. They see me stumbling out of a place, and they're like, yeah, that guy's cool.
Yeah, man, you're hard to root for. Your savage winning streak that's ruined my childhood. That's what I hold against you until I see you at a party. Yeah.
Although I've been thinking recently about how like there has to be like there's got to be like a Gretzky of everything, right? Like there's a Gretzky, like there's a best janitor in the world for sure. There's a guy who's like makes the best candy apples or whatever, and there's got to be a best, you know, guy who sucks at stumbling away from parties. And if it had to be anyone, it would be Tom Brady, right? He's like, he's the Gretzky of being lightweight drunk.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a Halloween costume.
Lightweight. Yeah, right.
Drunk Tom Brady. And it's going to be a dual Halloween costume. Who was helping him? Who was like, guiding him?
Sure. One of those rare, like a Weekend at Bernie's costume, you know, where if you lose the other half, it doesn't quite make as much sense.
Yeah, it's perfect.
The other part is he was trying to throw the Lombardi trophy to another boat, which is
cool.
Very funny. And they like wouldn't let him, and he kept trying to throw the Lombardi trophy. And like, yeah, it goes in the water, whatever. Someone will go get it. Whatever. Like, who cares? Let him throw it. He's the best thrower of things of all time. Let him.
Just get it on tape. It'll be awesome. It'll go viral. Make some money off.
Yeah. So they got a zillion Lombardi trophies. You know who I keep thinking about is like daytime CBS tell like TGI Friday, like TGIF programming, like that type of television. There's always like a party animal character who shows up, like my crazy cousin Steve, or like fucking Kimmy Gibbler, for all intents and purposes, was like the party animal, you know, or like fucking Boner from the Facts of Life. Like, who's the quintessential wacky neighbor?
Man, I think we're maybe just too young.
Urkel,
like I rarely say that, but I think we missed that 80s sitcom heyday of that guy. Like, we didn't see Animal House, or you know what I mean? It's like, or you watch Animal House like now and you're like, ew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, oh.
We kind of maybe missed that period of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but that's like an extreme. Like, you can tell Belushi's a party animal. He'd be like a heavyweight in this.
He'd absolutely be a heavyweight.
But yeah, like, the other ones are like they're like more like not like drinking or doing drugs. They're just like these like wild card side characters.
Like Uncle Jesse. Was he a party animal?
Is liking Elvis being a party?
Not really, though. That was like as close as they let him get. They were just like, he's a bit of a loose
cannon.
That
was the most hardcore thing on Full House, was that Jesse liked Elvis.
You know, Elvis, he rocks.
Yeah.
Like, the kids weren't allowed in his bedroom, were they?
Yeah.
Because they might see Elvis.
They'd see Elvis.
That's too much. That's too much for the Tanners.
He's gyrating.
The gyrations.
Oh, I've got one more guy who got in trouble for partying. Michael Phelps. He like smoked weed and
almost
got stripped of his gold medals for smoking weed.
Okay. Honestly, when it comes down to lightweight, specifically the term lightweight party animals, these two dudes who are like the peak of athletic ability, who got in trouble for like getting a tiny bit, for slipping up once, and everyone was like, what a fucking monster. I think that's great. Phelps versus
Tom Brady.
That feels good to me, right?
The two, or Elon Musk.
I like Phelps versus Elon Musk. I think that's more.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. We're going to lock it in.
That's how I'm feeling.
So the question
I do feel like, go ahead. Go for it, Jordan.
Is who would win in a fight between Elon Musk and Michael Phelps?
And is this like a physical fight, or are they having like a party fight?
It's a good question.
Like, who can party the hardest?
It's a little bit Mortal Kombat. So like think of them on like their like Street Fighter Mortal Kombat screen. Like, what would be their powers? That
I think they will probably come from their party. Since that's the category, you know, they'll probably have some sort of some of their powers will be connected to the partying. I imagine Elon can like blow out some weed smoke like a little bit, and like it's like a little smoke cloud, kind of smoke screen.
Elon
Phelps, he's obviously got those lungs, so he's taking my man's taking gravity bong hits, you know.
He's got the power of Atlantis in his in his water bong. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, ooh, shit.
He is.
Imagine
is Atlantis bubbler.
Yeah. Can you imagine he starts bubbling it, and like fucking tentacles start writhing out of the pool and shit.
Yeah. Riding sharks. Shark.
He is the closest we'll have to Aquaman.
Yeah.
Which is just guy that can swim fast.
Yeah.
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 Well, I mean, look, you say just guy who can swim fast, but if you ever see him, like, just like standing next to other people, you're like, oh yeah, you are some kind of evolutionary fish man, aren't you?
Yeah. No, yeah. No one else has like a waist, like as big as like a coffee cup,
and then
like,
truly.
And then shoulders like a car. You're like, all right, cool. Yeah. You're not, no one's built like that. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's built like the Johnny Bravo cartoon.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, he has the physique of a manta ray. It all checks out. That's why he can swim.
Yeah.
Do you think Michael Phelps getting like people getting mad at him for smoking weed? When was that? Like 2008?
Yeah,
a long time ago.
Do you think that was our last cultural outrage moment about weed? Like after that, everyone was like, okay, it's fine, it's just fucking weed. Like everybody gave up after they were like mad at Michael Phelps.
Did the Elon thing happen after that? Because people were mad at Elon.
Oh, I think the Elon thing happened in like 2016 or something. I mean, like,
yeah, that was recent because they were outraged. Like literally they asked him to like step down as like CEO of Tesla or something. And he's now the like COO or something.
Yeah. Was that because he was just doing other dumb pothead shit? He said like Tesla shares were what, 420 or something, like, and it was like a lie in a thing you can't lie about. Like it was like an FEC report, and he was like, yeah, shares are 420. Isn't that funny? And they were like, this is market manipulation. You have to stop this.
It was a joke. It was a big joke from the internet. You guys don't get it.
You know, a joke like Cards Against Humanity. And then he pulls out his favorite card.
I saved this one.
It's the joke where your company's stock price to 420.
Let's play around. I do think, I mean, here's the thing. I could see Elon coming in and getting baked and building some sort of mechanical fighting machine to do it. Yeah. Like, you know, like Phelps fucking summons his plays on his fucking bubbler of the deep and summons the anemones and the jellyfish and shit and tears Elon asunder. But then when the smoke clears, it's literally just like the face swings open and it was like Elon Mark II, you know, and I am everywhere. Yeah. Tee-hee-hee.
Yeah, that's a good twist for the end there. Like,
he's the inventor. Wins,
but yeah, it wasn't
but
even
does he?
The whole time. Yeah. It's like Iron Man in the empty suit.
Truly.
does Elon Musk, so Phelps is clearly like the naked in a pit winner. Like he's so physically dominant over Elon Musk's like little weirdo existence.
Yeah. Elon Musk's workout regimen of getting injected with shark cartilage. that's what he does.
He got a new blood boy this week, so he's feeling good.
Yes.
I also doubt Elon Musk knows how to swim. Mm. I doubt.
There's a hard no on that.
Yeah. I would feel very nervous about throwing him into some water, you know.
Yeah, no one's ever looked more like they swim with their shirt on than Elon Musk. He's an all-time shirt in the pool guy.
Yeah, the only people who would rather go to the trouble of building a tiny submarine than getting wet are people who don't know how to swim very well.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'll use my brain so I don't have to swim.
Can Elon Musk, before Phelps just rips him a new one or drowns him, can he quick invent like a robot arm that does like exceptional punching, or he's Krang? Maybe he invents
a Krang. See, that's the thing is like, I imagine if you select the, you know, Elon Musk fighter from the fucking, you know, Party Animals, Fight Island, the video game or whatever. He's definitely a lot of it is like quick inventions, space rays, fucking, you know, I could see a move where he like does like a fucking Krishna thing, but he has six mechanical arms. He's like, I'm your God now. I've seen the throne of heaven and it is empty.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I would put the money on Elon Musk.
You go on Elon
brain power, but then you got to think of the fact that are they both going to be high?
I think they both have to be high. I think that's a good point. I think they have to both be high.
Okay, and yeah. I think it would enhance different things for them. I think Elon becomes this kind of super inventor where he can kind of like build things super fast, Lego movie style. Whereas fucking
but they're
Phelps
not totally
just
great because he's high. Like
because he's high. A lot of like, it's tape.
Like it's a gun that shoots swords. You're like, that's a cool idea, but it's not practical at all.
It feels like we didn't need it. and then Phelps meanwhile is like full on the next evolution. He can like breathe underwater. He's got, it's all pupil, you know, he's got gills and shit and like electric skin. If you try to touch him, he basically becomes like this creature of the deep with a stinger and scary shit like that.
He's the shape of water hunk. He's the hunky shape of water.
He is the hunk from Shape of Water battle version. Yeah. I think I'm gonna lock it in. Oh, fighting with a fish hook. I'm gonna lock it in.
And also, you could do Elon Musk would probably do like a dehydration thing of the air. And I think like with all of Michael Phelps' powers that he could have, you dehydrate that guy, he's got nothing. You know, he's got.
See, that's a really good point. Yeah. Okay. I'm ready to lock in a vote for the lightweight bout.
Elon Musk. Yeah.
That's true. Are you locking it in for Elon then?
I'm gonna say that. Yeah, I always go brain power over dumbass swimmer.
One vote for Elon. I'm going for before ringworm infested ass fucking what's his name, that fish guy. Michael Phelps, there it is. Yeah. He's who I'm voting for. Because I think it's that naked in a pit factor, you know. If he gets a hold of Elon Musk, it's all over. And I think you're right. I think he probably will, you know, have some kind of contraption planning for this. He thinks he's Batman. He's definitely thought about this beforehand. I don't know. It's a tentative Phelps.
So but you're going with the underdog.
I'm going with Phelps because I can see him becoming some kind of, you know, swift land shark. And I want that to happen. Plus, seeing the terror in Elon's eyes as there was something he couldn't smart his way out of. Take that, Elon.
I like it. Yeah. Yep. I like it.
I think if I'm going to be the tiebreaker vote, I think I have to go Phelps.
Oh,
because I think what Jack said about they're both high.
They're both
and
high.
Elon is not that smart. He's a good investor. He is like almost smart. And you can see that through the 420 thing, all the stupid shit he does, how he's like super into Rick and Morty. Sorry, geniuses don't love Rick and Morty.
Loves Rick and Morty.
And that he's like, especially if he's high, he's going to like forget to like put a jetpack on something. And it's like when he needs to escape, he's going to hit a button and it's going to accidentally like pop out a hot dog. You know what I mean? It's just some high invention instead the thing I needed. Oh, I forgot I replaced the jetpack with hot dog button.
Except and Phelps free hot dog.
Hey, maybe. Maybe that distracts Phelps.
Yeah, that's a good point. When I saw him on the Rogan podcast and he was smoking weed, he did not seem that sharp.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, yeah, this makes sense, I guess. Yeah.
That is it. First of all, ding, ding, ding. We're giving it to Phelps. Baked Phelps does kind of a fucking... Did you ever see that movie Altered States?
No.
We're fucking, I can't remember who it is. It's a famous actor, but he starts experimenting on himself with LSD and going into like a self deprivation chamber or a sensory deprivation chamber. And he starts to mutate all crazy into like these weird primitive beings. Phelps does that because he gets so baked and, tears.
Wow. I gotta see this movie. Is it streaming or anything?
I don't know. John, fuck. I'll remember it when I stop thinking about it, but it is
Altered
fucking
States. That's what it
Buck
is.
Wild. Right. Yeah. 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 Great flick. Okay. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Phelps takes it. Middleweight party animals.
I think this part will be a little hard to distinguish because heavyweight and middleweight, the line is going to be pretty blurry.
Okay. Here's one that I was thinking about. Cause I think they might be heavy, but definitely the first party animal from my youth that I remember, Animal from the Muppets.
Sure.
He's a party animal, you know?
A literal party animal.
Literal party
is he,
animal.
Yeah. I guess he is partying, but it's the Muppets, so they can't be like showing
you're not,
him partying.
Yeah, you're not seeing him like chug whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah, he's doing lines of blow off at Dr. Teeth's boner.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, you can't show that on TV, huh?
Yeah.
I think a lightweight because here's my qualification of lightweight because it has not killed him and it seems to just be a steady or middleweight, a steady occurrence. Bill Murray. He just shows up at parties. He was friends with Hunter S. Thompson, but he's not Hunter S. Thompson.
Right. Sure. Like,
he's clearly done all the drugs, but he's still alive and still just kind of like going to weddings for no reason.
Yeah.
I feel like Bill Murray's kind of my ultimate middleweight.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something that's a good.
Me too. I'm trying to think of who could.
Like Keith Richards, because he's still alive, but then like he's like borderline. Very big party animal.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's
heroin
heavy.
Knocks you into heavyweight. I think he's doing it recreationally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I think heavyweights are gonna be people who partied so hard they died. Right. I think lightweights are people who are literal lightweights, and I think middleweight. I think Sam, you kind of nailed it. Is people who partied
sustain,
who are like sustained, and it doesn't seem to be ruining their life. It's just like, oh, you're out there having a good time, huh?
Yeah. Jack Nicholson's like that.
I'm going to say Leonardo DiCaprio.
Great.
And I love the idea of Leonardo DiCaprio versus Bill Murray. I would pay money to see that. Are you kidding me?
They're both kind of secret party animals.
Yeah. I'll throw one more just in that we already did athletes, but Dennis Rodman has partied for so long.
Rodman, huge party animal.
Rodman having a great time.
Having a great time. And also he parties weird. I don't know if he I don't know if he like is like, what's his, what, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Dennis,
all right,
Rodman
guys, we're all
was,
going to North Korea. And you're like, what?
Dennis, it's 3 a.m.
it's going to be a party. I swear.
I wouldn't be surprised if Dennis Rodman was like, I've never touched a drop of alcohol. I party on fucking juice and I'm weird.
My pregame is I get in a catapult and I get launched somewhere. And that's where I start partying. And you're like, what? That's one of the best parts of that Last Dance documentary is when they talk about Rodman. That steals the whole series for me. Is they talk about Rodman and how Rodman went to Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson and was like, hey guys, I have to go to Vegas for 4 days. Don't talk to me. But when I come back, I'll be good at basketball again. And they're like, all right, man. And it happens. Like he just goes to, he leveled a hotel suite or something, like just cost like hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage, and then came back 4 days later and was like, all right, cool, I'm good to go. And then they like won a title.
That's crazy. Imagine being able to do that at any job, just going like, hey, I gotta go and blow off some steam for like a week and then I'll be back and it'll be good. I'll be fine. But listen, I'll be a being
of pure chaos.
Yeah. I'll come back and I'll be the best at the thing humanly imaginable.
Crazy.
And part of like didn't harm him physically. He's like that's a separate level of alien. You party and you're then still physically the greatest thing. Okay. You're like Lawrence Taylor.
All right. So the question before us is who would win?
One more in.
Go ahead.
I know this is thrown in, but I think like a good two. Like I like the Dennis Rodman thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis Rodman and like Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh,
Kiefer Sutherland's a good one.
I've heard that guy's still making TV, and I've heard stories about people seeing that guy in bars, like just out of his mind.
He's like in the occasional Instagram video where it's like, oh god, Kiefer's like fighting a crow on top of a cab. All right, I love it. Okay, so question for us: who would win in a fight between Dennis Rodman and Kiefer Sutherland?
I love this.
I'm saying peak both of them, you know, peak years.
Jack Bauer and Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. Even like the, what's his name from Stand By Me when he was like, he was that terrifying teenager.
He was he was quite often terrifying teenagers. Well, that was like his
MO. Vampire. When he's the vampire from Lost Boys. Yeah. That's a scary role.
Kiefer.
I like the idea of when 24 was like the biggest show on TV, that Kiefer Sutherland would just be at a high school graduation getting wasted.
And also, like, even when you watch like Young Guns and shit, especially Young Guns 2, you're just like, God, you're so hungover, man. You're like, you just barely rolled out of bed and you're just like, all right, gotta go make Young Guns 2 for a little while, pass the time.
I'm gonna go ahead and put my vote in for Kiefer Sutherland because I feel like
Kiefer out of the gate.
Yeah, because I feel like I feel like Rodman is, he's got the physicality to handle, like, he's bigger, but I think Rodman might not be as, I'm going to say, like, crazy guy tough as Kiefer Sutherland might be. Kiefer Sutherland seems like he'd, like, he'd swing low, you know, he'd do some dick punches. Yeah,
you're right.
And he would bite.
He does have that. He does.
Yeah.
He has that I've got a battery in my pocket kind of vibe.
Yeah.
That Rodman doesn't necessarily. But also Rodman, Dennis Rodman is like fucking Daffy Duck level, like cartoon lunacy mess with you. Yeah. I feel like he's like, you're going to hit him and he's going to be like, hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo, I love it. You know? And you're like, uh-oh.
Well, he's also known. He's known to be scrappy underneath the rim. You know, he's the best, like the best rebounder in the league when he was playing. So it was,
was on the Bad Boy Pistons, he was a fighter. I mean, he got in fights. Yeah. Like that was one of his things.
With that said, I still think Kiefer's got the crazy eye. You know, that's what I think.
He's got that crazy eye, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I also think Rodman could get distracted. I think Kiefer Sutherland, he's a method actor and an absolute party machine. So he's like, he's one of those locked in drinkers. Like, you're going to accomplish shit that night. Like,
also, his dad is Donald Sutherland, and that's got to be weird.
Yeah.
Also, I'm reading
the pressure
here
of dad. That's why he's such
At like 8 years old, his dad's like, get up. We're going to drop acid today.
It's time for your breakfast of a shot of whiskey.
Doors of perception and run around. I'm reading some facts over here at KieferFacts.com. And the tattoo of the Virgin Guadalupe, he has a Virgin of a Guadalupe tattoo. Also, when he was on Stand By Me, Rob Reiner told him to like stay in character. So he like actively bullied like Will Wheaton and River Phoenix and Corey Feldman and Jerry O'Connell. Oh God, you know Jerry O'Connell got.
How do you not
titty twisters?
Will Wheaton is in that movie.
Yeah, he's like the main kid.
He's the little.
I want to bully adult Will Wheaton. I want to go find him and get and bully him a little. I think that'd be fun.
I think you can probably. That's probably
Twitter
pretty
bullied every day for being a real wang.
That's probably a pretty attainable goal. He's right there.
All right, I know what I'm doing today. It's quarantine. You got to find new stuff to do. That's what I'm doing today.
Photoshop some mean pictures of Will Wheaton.
You could probably find him at Comic-Con or something. He's a big sci-fi guy now. So,
yeah,
that's true. That's true. All right, let's check out some. I want to hear some of these. Let's go to RodmanFacts.com.
Oh, they're going to be insane. He's too weird.
19 outrageous Dennis Rodman stories. Number one, he was a late bloomer.
That's not outrageous at all. I guarantee. That's the least outrageous one.
Literally, the picture is him dressed like some sort of Mad Hatter. I'm gonna drop this.
I don't think they know what late bloomer means.
we gotta get DennisRodmanFacts.com. That's not our sponsor anymore. I'm cutting that sponsorship right now.
I want you to see this in the chat. Click the link because he literally looks like he's like here to get the role of the Mad Hatter.
We'll post this with the episode. Oh yeah, in
Tim Burton's.
Yeah, he looks like a better version of the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
And he's at a movie premiere with Vivica A. Fox.
He began cross-dressing as a child, so he's not fucking around.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Early in his NBA career, he would drive into downtown Detroit and hand $100 bills to the homeless people. Can't help everybody, but you can help some people. I make millions now. What's $250? All right.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
That's
he once took off his shoes and read a magazine on the bench.
I remember that. Yeah. It's so funny when people are disinterested in a game that is happening. It makes me laugh every time. It's great.
His breakdown of the Pistons
stadium.
Okay, he
headbutted the Spurs mascot, so he's got some kind of fight in him.
Yeah.
He's got a big head too. That guy's mostly head. Look at that thing. How big do you think that hat is? Honestly, that's a 2 gallon, at least. Rodman showed up at his breakdown at the Pistons Stadium, kickstarted his reinvention. The Last Dance briefly deals with the 1993 incident where Rodman showed up at the Palace of Auburn Hills with a rifle in his car, having fallen into despair over a failed marriage and the departure of his beloved coach, Chuck Daly. As he wrote in his book, rather than harm himself, Rodman decided that night to utterly remake himself. I killed the Dennis Rodman that had tried to conform to what everybody wanted him to be. Wow.
That's hardcore. How do you fight that guy? The guy that has gotten past in this mortal coil?
Yeah, he experienced...
Yeah, but it does say here that he was...
He experienced he was fine, full-on waking...
$50,000.
Ego death... became a new person. Yeah,
but he was also fined $50,000 for saying rude things about Mormons, which is like, it sounds a little bit like he's getting pushed around by Mormons a little bit. Yeah.
Here we go.
Who fined him? The Mormon Church? What do you? How do you get fined for that?
Yeah, who fined him? Like who? You know? Yeah. You know? It's like, I feel like Kiefer Sutherland would be like, fuck you, Mormons. And then I'm not
Here's what I want to know. Can Mormons just fine us? Are we powerless against it?
Yeah, dude. Are you
fined on this podcast?
Are you not 100% fined by Mormons? You're living a saintly life, my friend. I'm getting them left and right. Showing up on my car, under the door. His best friend in the league was a preppy glue guy out of UCLA. One of his best friends post-NBA was the film director, Penny Marshall. Yeah, okay, I can see Penny Marshall.
That rules. That's very funny.
And Dennis Rodman hanging out at brunch. That's weird. I love it. Honestly, I think I'm voting Rodman just for his like reality bending. He's a wild card, you know? You know, he's going to punch at you with his right hand and you get somehow hit with the left. This guy, nothing makes sense with this guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's fucking topsy turvy. I'm voting. I'm locking in a vote.
That's some good. Yeah.
All right. And Jack, you're voting Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with Kiefer.
Sutherland does seem like he just wouldn't put up with it though. Does he? He'd just be like, I don't care if you're dressed like the Mad Hatter. Come here.
I'm not scared of you.
Yeah.
What is this?
What
the hell's going on here?
I'm the Viper room in the middle of the day.
I do like the idea of like Kiefer Sutherland's like party version. Like his Sasha Fierce is just the character Jack Bauer, who's in some dire situation.
Yeah.
Like when he gets 6 shots under his belt, he blinks and Jack Bauer's here. And then he's like ready to throw down.
Yeah, he's got all those characters right in his pocket that he's true. Ready to go with it, you know?
Plus vampire abilities, plus fucking, what was that movie where they killed themselves and like came back from death? Remember that?
Oh yeah, Flatliners.
Flatliners, yeah. So yes. You could even knock out, could even knock out Kiefer and he hits the deck. And then Rodman turns around. I am the king of the world. Look at me. Yes. And everybody's throwing money at him and shit. And then fucking Kiefer pops back up. Yeah. Jack Bauer, a headlock, you know?
Yeah. So are you changing your, are you sticking with Rodman or are you changing your tie?
I don't know that I am.
I'll cast the tiebreaker here. Here's my logic.
I'm sticking with Rodman. He's walking acid.
All right.
Kiefer is short. He's angry. He's charismatic. You know who that sounds a lot like? Kim Jong-un. Dennis Rodman's mentor and friend. And I think Dennis Rodman is going to be, he's going to be under the influence. He also always had mentors. He had Phil Jackson. I think Kiefer Sutherland lures him in with... I think Kiefer Sutherland lures him in with a little, "Hey, come sit by me. Let's have a full bottle of tequila."
Yeah, and let's have a gin and soda. Yeah,
they even bond. Maybe Kiefer Sutherland, very sadly, Rodman is he's out drank Rodman, and he just covers his mouth and
then,
nose.
Yeah, that's the fight. Fully, fully. I could see it fully being a thing where, like, Kiefer Sutherland. Did you ever see that movie Freeway, by the way, where he plays like a serial killer? It fucking rocks. No. It's very scary. It's basically like a comic book patina over it is Little Red Riding Hood. It's like this girl who's trying to get away from, trying to get to her grandmother's house, and he's this fucking horrible, like, sex fiend who captures her.
Wow.
But yeah, I could see him being a twisted son of a bitch. So I could see him premeditating something where he's like, let's go get a drink, Rodman. You know, by the end, he's calling him Roddy. Yeah. They're pals. They get drunk. He exposes to him, you know, this could be my last chance at the big one, Rodman. You know, and he sees this kid, Kim Jong-un-ness in him. And he's like, you got a lot of good points. I'll see you tomorrow at Fight Island. And then they show up at Fight Island and he's planted the seed of doubt. And so he Rodman's pulling his punches. You know, he secretly wants him to win. You know, he can't hit him with full force. And of course, Sutherland, it was all a ruse. He goes for the throat. He fucking no holds barred. I think you're right.
Yeah.
No holds Bowered. Yeah.
No holds Bowered, right. If you will.
The Kiefer's the winner there. All right.
Ding, ding,
I think we're locking it in. Ding, ding, ding. Kiefer Sutherland takes it. Middleweight bout. All right. Here it is. The one that we've all been waiting for. Everyone, all year.
and we're gonna be playfully insensitive, it feels like. So sorry, everybody, ahead of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is all with great respect to the greatest party animals.
Hey, they partied. They partied so hard that we might not have to. You know, they're for the grace of God, somebody had to go to the moon, and it was John Belushi.
Yeah.
Okay, so the biggest party animals, the heavyweights, the ones who partied their fucking asses off. I mean, Keith Richards, he made it out the other end. Farley, what a party animal! Fucking Janis Joplin partied her ass off.
Charlie Sheen, still alive, weirdly.
Still alive. Still a fucking terrifying agent of the apocalypse.
Also, do you call that alive? Whatever he is.
Wait, Janet, you... Wait, who's still alive?
Charlie Sheen.
Sheen.
I thought you said Janis Joplin was still
alive. Hey, listen.
Yeah, I have some insider info that you guys don't have.
She could still be out there.
She's still kicking.
Some folks say
she's about 90.
Who's the writer of the LA writer? The
Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh,
well, yeah, this is the other one too. The
taco guy, Jonathan Gold.
No.
Okay, listen.
Bukowski, Bukowski.
Holy shit, Bukowski's really good.
That guy would just pass out every single night in his apartment.
Yeah.
Until he died, you know.
Yeah,
he drank his liver out of his body.
He
was a real piss your pants, change him in the morning guy. I've got a really good one, but it's like it's to try to think of someone who could stand up to this guy is insane. But Andre the Giant famously drank
he's killing enormous 40, bottles of wine.
40, 50 True. Beers in a sitting, you know, there's that story about him getting on a plane in like Texas. And by the time they landed in New York, he drank like 100 beers or something. Some ungodly amount.
And well, like,
if
we're going physical fight too, you know, we got his physical stature too. There,
truly. But who could possibly,
that's going to win.
Who
every
could
time.
Possibly stand up? Yeah. Who could stand up? I feel like Andre the Giant is just there, like presiding over this as King Party, drinking hundreds of beers.
Yeah. Should we like just disqualify him just because of his sheer size?
I think so.
Unless we can think of something, someone who could possibly,
It'd have to be like an MMA fighter or something who was known for partying,
or like fucking Attila the Hun or Genghis Khan, or something.
Yeah, I guess John Bones Jones did like do crack. That is like, he was like, I'm doing it for training, and everyone was like, all right, man,
what?
do whatever you want. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, he's a real wild ass figure.
That's a good point, though. I'll be the scariest motherfucker out there.
Yeah.
Like, could he party just because of his size, or like, because partying didn't kill him?
Interesting. Yeah. Yes, it was the size that killed him. Ultimately,
it's not like he was out, you know.
Yeah, ultimately, like, maybe he was just, I mean,
as big of a party as all that would kill you.
Yeah. For a guy his size, maybe he was a relatively average partier. Maybe if there was a society of Andres the Giant, you know, he wouldn't be like the biggest partier among them.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Chris Farley could take Andre the Giant in a party off?
There's a chance.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely and also partied. Physically, I would probably put Farley up against Andre the Giant in a physical fight. I might pay to, you know, I would pay a lot of money to watch that. You know, it's like Farley was a strong
At the very least, he's going to be really hard for him to move. You know, it's not like he can pick up Farley and throw him around like he does the rest of these puny mortals. This is this guy is, you know, 250 pounds nimble. Of fucking pure.
Yeah, pure pork sausage.
Yeah, and fucking he's got the moves, which Andre the Giant does not, expressly does not. You know, he can't he can't move, which is a little bit sad. he's like a big dog Andre with dysplasia. Giant.
Yeah, if we were to do Andre the Giant and Farley, I think I would just go for Farley just based on you know, fandom, you know, idolization, and just that would be very interesting. That would be.
And in terms of, like, as we've proven a number of times, like, when people come to the island, they, you know, it enhances the aggressive fighting energies within them. So Farley, like, Fight Island Farley, he's going to be wearing a grass skirt. He's got, like, a headdress of beer cans. He can burst into flames and shit. That guy is the end-all be-all. Honestly, it almost feels like, fuck, I don't know. Is it Andre the Giant versus Chris Farley?
I like that one a lot, but I think we,
let's disqualify Andre. Who can possibly go up against
that's
Chris
what I was gonna
Farley?
Say.
Who could possibly take on Farley?
Deeply insane partying desire. I think Charlie Sheen is up there. He's a fucking absolute maniac.
Yeah,
he's a
monster. But then physically, you go Farley and Charlie Sheen, you're gonna go Farley. I mean,
also Farley. Yeah, Farley would eat him alive. Farley
What about John Belushi?
Farley and Belushi would be very interesting because
Farley also
was
looked up to Belushi.
Yeah, and he was also like known to be very strong and indestructible.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, guys, we're locking it in. That's perfect. Right. Okay, in the halls of party animals, I mean, Belushi's the archetype, you know, and Farley was the sequel, some would say improved, new and improved, reformed, certainly. They both had similar habits. They both had similar styles. Who would win in a fight between Chris Farley and John Belushi? This is tough for a number of reasons.
It's tough because it's hard to root for one of them to lose.
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of want to see what you guys are going to say about this one first.
Well, my gut...
Jack, you be the final vote.
Okay. Right. My gut says Farley. But... Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, Farley, if there was anything bigger than Farley himself, it was his heart, you know? And I don't think he could swing on his idol full force. I don't think he could connect with John Belushi full force. Like, there are people who I know I couldn't punch in the face full force, you know? There are people who, no matter how hard I want to, my best friend in the world, if I'm going to punch him in the face for something, he's done something wrong. But I'm definitely not giving him the same 110 that I'm giving to the fucking ninjas I fight in my dreams or whatever. And so I think that's going to gonna handicap Farley a little bit. And I think that Belushi knows what he's here for. He's more single-minded, which was what was so funny about him, was he's such like a grunt, such like a bongo, kill. And he'd be like, all right, boss. And I think he's going to just open him up. I think Chris Farley would win this fight if it was anyone but John Belushi.
That's why it's a good matchup. And I like your logic there, Jordan, because I also think Farley's a people pleaser. Belushi
was
not.
He was not.
Farley could not stop partying because he wanted to be he loved being the like center of the party. I do think Belushi was his like partying is almost darker in a way that I can't stop myself.
I can't die. This is a death drive. I don't know why. Yeah. The cars has no brakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read a book about that like era of comedians that was really good. I can't remember the name of, but they were talking about Belushi doing like a crash diet. And that for three meals a day, he would eat a whole tub of cottage cheese.
That was his
crash diet in the 70s, which is the most 70s diet I've ever heard of in my life. Them being like, this is healthy. Yeah, yikes.
Truly,
like,
though.
Cottage cheese was like new in the 70s.
Yeah, it was like a new health food.
Check out this weird shit. Yeah.
Truly.
Are you guys both going with Belushi?
My gut says
Farley, but I think overall the way it plays out in my head is just like I can see the scene like they walk out together and they've, you know, this is like fucking Farley's been training for days. It's been fucking hilarious. He's been, you know, like I said, he's got the grass skirt on. He's got a headdress made out of fucking whiskey bottles. He's got like shit painted all over him. Yeah. I am the god of Party Animal Island. And then he comes out. Everybody's going nuts. They fucking love him. Who's standing there? John Belushi in sweats that just says coach on it or whatever. Or sports college.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I won't fight you, John. And John's like, good, and punches him in the face, and he just falls over, you know, and it's hysterical.
Knocks him out in one good punch. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going Belushi. Locking it in. That's my vote.
I think,
but boy,
they're both performers. That description really got me, Jordan, because they're both performers. Farley's got the crowd on his side. And I think that leads to a little superior super punching.
Did Farley go higher than John Belushi on the board?
What do you mean?
So to speak. Was he higher on the board? Is he higher up in the, did he score better in terms of just being an SNL public figure comedy guy? Was he better than his
idol? Does he have like higher approval?
No, I mean, have you never...
That's probably debated, or still debated, to this day, yeah. You know?
I think he might have surpassed his idol a little bit. I don't think he went quite as hard, but I think he put up bigger numbers, bigger views, bigger dollars, bigger laughs.
Man, I also think Farley is just a bigger dude. Belushi was little tank, but... Farley was like an offensive lineman. I mean, he's like he's pretty massive, pretty strong.
He was definitely a lot bigger, yeah.
Little dancing bear.
That doesn't mean shit against a fucking oak tree standing there. Well, tree wins.
A fire hydrant you admire. Yeah. Damn it. This is
I
tough,
to
but
watch
I'm gonna go
this fire hydrant every night.
I'm gonna go Farley by a hair. And it's also, I feel like Farley was doing newer drugs. I feel like Belushi was doing 70s drugs. Yeah. I feel like Farley was like, I've also had ecstasy. And it was like a new thing. And sure. So Farley's maybe a little stronger partier somehow. I'm going to go Farley.
Maybe
Jack,
a little
Jack,
stranger,
you're the,
too.
You're the tiebreaker.
All right. I think this is what would happen. I think that I agree with the fact that I don't think they would want to even hurt each other. They'd be like, oh, man, like, you know, one's like, oh, my apprentice, oh, my mentor.
Sure.
I think what would happen is Belushi would see the glory in his young friend and go, hey, I'm going to go easy on you. You do what you have to do. And he would rile him up on purpose. And then Farley wouldn't want to do it, but I think Farley would kill him by accident and then feel awful about it. But I think Farley would win.
No.
But he would do it by accident.
Kill him.
Oh no, John. please.
You're absolutely right.
100%.
He falls over him on a table. He lands on a table, and Belushi's below him. And Belushi just couldn't take the blow. You know?
He fell through Belushi.
And somewhere high above on a cloud, Belushi is laughing his ass off. It's the funniest thing that could have happened. Oh yeah. No, wake up, John. He keeps like he's like trying to give him CPR and breaks him in half, and then like he catches on fire and he tries to put it out and it's whiskey and that goes up.
Yeah, he's just ripping his arms off. Oh no.
Oh no, Jim, grab his arms. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Fucking Farley. Right, completely Farley, completely by accident is exactly how it happens. He Lenny's his hero in an attempt to... I can see it now. It's definitely they're like they recognize how they're peas in a pod. You know, they're going to do a great bit together. The best slapstick fake fight anyone's ever seen. And halfway through it, fucking Farley is so
often. And then Belushi gets like an... Yeah, Belushi gets an epic death scene too, which is probably what he's always wanted. Just to like overly dramatic Farley, death scene.
Yeah, Chris Farley holding Belushi like fucking.
He dies in Farley's arms.
I love it. Ding, ding, ding. Farley, Jack, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Hey, this was a lot of fun, guys. Thank you.
Hell yeah! Where can the people? Of course, to see you too. With this brand new Zencaster update. Where can the people find you on the internet?
Crystal clear. just at Jack Robichaud for all of them. So at Jack Robichaud, Twitter, the other stuff, you know, and I'm around.
Hit him. Hell yeah. Hit him up on Twitter. Confirmed hilarious follow. Sam, how about you? You still on the internet? They kick you off yet?
No, I'm still hanging around sucking at it. At Vote Sam Wiles on Twitter, at Sam Wiles on Instagram, at Dennis Rodman Facts. Check out our sponsors. Dennis Holy Rodman shit. Facts and KieferSutherlandFacts.com.
You're the writer for Rodman Facts?
I'm making them up.
That's great. Just making them up. Like 70% of them are true. That's the thing about Rodman. When you make them up, you can just nail a lot of the facts about his life.
Yeah, he's just done it. If you say it, he's probably done it.
Yeah, probably true.
Yeah. That time he fought a python for charity. Yeah, that happened.
Sure.
I'm Razor Lou everywhere I'm allowed to be. I've been playing on the Twitch a lot lately, twitch.tv/RazorLou. You can also check me out Monday nights on Better Than Heroes, twitch.tv/BetterThanHeroes. We play Dungeons and Dragons in space with a bunch of comedians and sometimes special guests like Max Jenkins from Lost in Space was just on. It was crazy. It was a good time. And shit, yeah, thank you to the listeners. Thank you to our Patreon patrons. And Sam, I think that about does it for this episode of Fight Island. Why don't you count us down there, pal?
1, 2, 3.
All right, break it up. It's all over for Fight Island.